Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Okay, here we go. Katoni Staggs, no dramas at all. Broncos 26 lead Newcastle 12. Probably not a real indication of how close this game has been, but congratulations to this Broncos side. They go in next week in the local derby against the Titans, and they have momentum on their side. And possibly at the end of this round of footy, they could find themselves in fourth position, which is an amazing, amazing stat.
Yeah.
And wonderful too, because obviously Benj, Adam Reynolds has come and Capel's come. And as a result of that, Katoni Staggs has come on, and Selwyn Cobbo, it's blokes all that have come on.
Yeah, it's amazing how much influence two guys have had on the Broncos.
Currently fourth on the live ladder, the Brisbane Broncos. Staggs plays it back to Gamble. Gets the pass back to Ricky, who takes the tackle. And he'll play it back now to Pakes at dummy half. Thomas Flegler five his own side of the halfway line. Pakes again. Then Hetherington. Hasn't he had an impact? Pull down just inside the Knights half on tackle four. Payne Haas. The boys will be doing their homeloans.com.au most valuable points. Stick around the end of that. See how you go against them. See if you pick the same players. Tyson Gamble with a kick. Up for Dom Young. Takes it beautifully. And what's the problem here? Penalty to Newcastle. What was he held? Okay, kicker was held off the ball. What is that penalty count by the... Oh, late, yeah, late.
Don't,
they tackle.
Don't go down that track.
7-4, late. Newcastle. 6.5 minutes left in the game. And we're back on deck tomorrow. Are you, either of you guys calling Tigers Bulldogs with me?
On Fox, I am.
Okay.
No, I'm not marooned.
Wendell and Gerds. Okay, so you're doing Fox. And you're having the night off so you can practice for your next big run.
Yeah.
Yeah, something
practice
like that.
Practice on his penny farthing.
On his penny farthing or his pogo stick or... his Segway. Oh, what about a unicycle? You know,
Yeah.
I see
this. What a pointless instrument the unicycle is. Like, what is the point of a unicycle? Who's got one? Like,
well, why would you have one? Wheel.
Why is it any more stupid than a pogo stick?
Or a car.
Pakes out a dummy half. A car's great. Pakes out a dummy half. A millimetre.
Nearly got me, Benji. Nearly got me.
Plays it back to Hetherington, and he goes across left side now to Gamble, who gets the pass away then onto Capewell, who'll take the tackle 9 metres out. 5.5 left in the game. It's tackle four. And Pakes again, then Haas, then Gamble, then to Mari Martin, wow. Then Selwyn Cobbo, and he launches himself over in the corner. And now it's really starting to blow out. Once Selwyn got that ball, Benj, well, he was always going to score.
Yeah, he's a great player, Selwyn Cobbo, and again, proved he's a try-scoring machine, but the work was done on the inside from the Brisbane Broncos. Really nice little set play here. Dug him to the line. Payne Haas not knowing for his passing, but Tyson Gamble, it's the work from him to Tamaita Martin. Throws a cutout and catches Edric Lee, who's been pretty good tonight, just out of position. The game too far out of Newcastle's hands, and again, another try late to the Brisbane Broncos, who are finishing it off with a bit of class.
Triple M Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. You can't frighten Selwyn Cobbo. You can't frighten a Triton. And they go over in the corner, and obviously beyond, well and truly beyond doubt now, this game, and back to the drawing board for Newcastle, who've now lost Bradman Best with a dislocated elbow. Probably 6 weeks there. And the record reads something like 1 win in the last 9 starts. And sadly, this will be the next coach that gets talked about. Broncos 30, Knights 12, 4 minutes left in the game. 2 tries tonight for Selwyn Cobbo on the Triple M Choice Hotel stats. And I have enjoyed the second half of this game, Jammer.
Yeah, it's been much better, isn't it? And it's 6-6 going into halftime. Both teams would have really fancied themselves, but... no question, the Broncos come out more determined. They really took advantage of the poor Newcastle Knights kick chase. Selwyn Cobbo's really had a day out. And yeah, I don't think it's a bit of an unfair scoreline for
for the Newcastle Knights. And we'll go back to that decision, the heartbreaking decision. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, we look at turning points in the game. If that's a penalty to Newcastle Knights, it's going to 14 all. It didn't. It went 20-12, and the Broncos have just continued on with that momentum. The Knights heartbroken after that.
He could do the half marathon on a camel.
Yeah.
Mm. And there's the kick from Katoni Staggs. And it's unsuccessful. Broncos 30, Knights 12. Boys, I hope you're starting to do your numbers on the man of the match.
Well, yeah, Jimmy's doing it tonight, I think.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, you're the man.
Do you want a clue, Maroon?
I would love a little cryptic clue.
He's 19.
That's a good clue. Let me tell you his stats for the second half. Mate, he's had 7 runs for 164 metres and 7 tackle breaks in the second half.
All right, well, you know what?
3 line breaks.
And it's not over yet, Benji.
Time out!
Matt Croker is also 19, so you could be...
Well, he did have a great pass.
There's the kickoff, and it's taken by one of the 19-year-olds in Selwyn Cobbo, and then given to Jensen. Broncos 30, Knights 12, 3.5 minutes to go. Palacia plays it back to Pakes and then left side to Hetherington, who comes up toward the, well, he's 20 metres short of the halfway line. Pakes a dummy half and back in field for Jensen, and pull down by Clemmer. Gutsy effort by Newcastle tonight. Got away to a good start, come away with the loss, and of course, as we mentioned, Bradman Best gone now with a dislocated elbow. Back to Tyson Gamble. Gamble puts a kick up. It's not a flash kick. It comes down, though. It's picked off by Katoni Staggs, who kicks again. And then it finds touch, though, about 10 metres out from the Newcastle line with 2.5 minutes to go. Any more clues on those man of the match points?
He scored 2 tries.
Right. Well, this is really starting to narrow it down. Mm. Now, here's a look at a photo of our old mate Ben Eichens. Just come up on the monitor. He looks like one of the Thunderbirds sitting down there on the side.
He actually did.
Didn't he? He looked like one of the Thunderbirds, not Parker or Lady Penelope, more like Virgil or Brains or one of the main ones. 2 minutes left in the game.
Didn't have you down for a Thunderbirds fan, Maroon.
Well, I'm old enough to remember the Thunderbirds. And I might have had a little bit of a thing for Lady Penelope. And the ball comes back to Randall, who's out there again. Clune, and then straight up the middle goes Croker, who takes the tackle just inside Broncos end. Tackle 4. Saifiti. And back it goes now for Randall. To offload to Croker, then Clune, then Barnett steps in field, can't get away from the defence. They're going to finish this one strong defensively, I think, this Broncos side with just under 90 seconds left. It's the last short side for Ponga. He runs out of room, then turns it back inside, but there was really nowhere for Lachlan Fitzgibbon to go. Changeover, 1 minute, 10 seconds left. Bit of push and shove, Kalen Ponga and Jordan Rickey. But it's handbags at 10 paces.
Pretty scary, those.
And then they both go back onside. Now, we've got the Broncos 20 metres, their own side of halfway. Cross for Palacia. Very, very chilly down there on the sideline now. And comes across for Hetherington, who takes the tackle. 5 short of the halfway line. 30 seconds left in the game. Pakes is there. Left then to Jensen. And just inside the Cowboys' end. 20 seconds left. I'm just about done. I don't know about these players. Tyson Gamble knocked on by Tamari.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
They're cooked?
Yeah, they're done.
Okay.
I think they heard you, Maroon.
I think they did. And 10 seconds left in the game. Another loss for the Newcastle Knights. One that they were entitled to win. They would have had a lot of people start them as favourites with the fact that Adam Reynolds didn't play. 4 seconds left in the game. Another win for the might of the Brisbane Broncos.
let's go. Yeah.
Great win, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very absolutely. No Adam Reynolds, no dramas.
Yeah. Good for Kevvy Walters too. I mean, we have had people question Kevvy's ability as a coach. I think that's way over.
Well, I think that probably puts it to bed a bit now.
Yeah, I think so.
Five in a row.
Now, ball's been intercepted. And it's our man, headlights Herbie Farnworth, who runs over the 10-metre line and scores. And now it's getting embarrassing. Broncos 36, Knights 12. An embarrassing intercept right on full time, while poor old Adam O'Brien will be in the lift going downstairs. And he'll just be hearing the cheering and saying, well, that'll do me.
Yeah, I feel for the Newcastle Knights here. They've not deserved this today. I thought they came out with a lot of courage, especially in the first half. Probably just couldn't maintain that effort. But they don't deserve to be on the back of a 36 to 12 defeat. Broncos, though, just too much class in the end, despite missing their star man. So much class out wide. Seriously, it's frightening what the future holds for this group of players. If they can keep them together, Farnworth, Staggs, obviously the main man, Cobbo. Reynolds in there as well with that bit of experience with this young, exciting outside back.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you had Corey Oates in the mix too.
So
the future's looking bright up there in Brisbane.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is. And Adam Reynolds there for a few years. Wouldn't it be great to see them go close to a grand final with Adam in the team? And it's been a good story this year, the Broncos. They finally got it right. They got the recruitment right.
Yeah, you know what the scary thing is, Maroon? They've still got plenty of improvement in them as well. They've not maxed out just yet.
Katoni Staggs adds the extras. And full-time will show the Broncos 36 have defeated the Knights 12. So a real come-from-behind victory, but then they just put their foot to the floor and went right on with the job, the Broncos. 36 points to 12. We're going to go to Channel 9 interviews as soon as they get down there on ground level and see what the boys have to say about the victory. Their fifth in a row, as we mentioned earlier. I don't know, though, James, I might have to interrupt you here, but I mean, the Knights have every reason to be disappointed tonight. I mean, it's a home game, 13,000 people. Adam Reynolds didn't play. Tyson Frizzell returned. Dane Gagai returned. Milford started. I mean, there was a lot of reasons for them not to get beat 36-12.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Marin, but they, you know, take you back to the start of the game. They came to play undoubtedly, and
I'll come back to you, James, because we're down on the sideline with Tyson Gamble.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Even better because we lost Renner, and obviously he's a massive part of this team. And to get 2 points like that, to come away with sort of six tries there without him, is a full credit to the boys.
With the Adam Reynolds missing, how much did you enjoy that extra responsibility?
Oh, I was rocks and diamonds out there. I did some good things and some absolutely horrible things, but it was good. It's good to learn to win without our sort of captain, our best player at the moment. So, yeah, as I said, full credit to the boys.
You ride every single moment, you ride every single high, you ride every single low. An error there, you were knocking your own head. Yeah. How competitive and how much are you enjoying this footy at the moment?
Yeah, I love it. It's as you said before, 5 wins in a row. Hasn't happened for a while, and yeah, it's just an awesome feeling. I mean, last year was pretty bad for us, but yeah, winning's contagious, and as you can tell, we're putting some good performances together and we're learning how to win, which is even better.
Go and enjoy that win.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Freddie, over to you.
Yeah, good Dane Gagai. Couple of weeks off, mate. How's the face first?
Yeah, the face is all healed up now, so felt pretty good out there, and just unfortunate we couldn't get that win.
You've had plenty of opportunities in the first half. What did the coach say at halftime?
Yeah, I think we just spoke about staying to what was working for us, and it was working through that middle. I thought Dom and Edric were great for us out of the backfield, getting them carries up. And then we got the kicks down, our line speed, and keeping them inside their halves was excellent from our middles. And then in the second half, we kind of just got away from that. And they probably just got a bit of confidence, and they started rolling us. So, we'll go back, look at where we need to be better, and work on that for next week.
What about this Broncos team? Full of young blokes. They look like they've got plenty of talent. What do they like when they get on a roll?
Yeah, that's it. When you give these boys any bit of confidence, they definitely got some athletes in their team that can create a lot of things from nothing. But in saying that, I thought as a rider, we could have been a lot better. We, I think Corey Oates made a few line breaks on us just off kick chase, and which got them off to, I guess, that good start, and they could just, I guess, pepper our middles, and we want to look after our big boys because they're the ones that are putting pressure on the inside and in the washing machine. So, it was a bit disappointing personally for myself, but something I'll be working on for next week.
Go and grab a warm shower.
Yes, go grab a warm ream shower. Let's take a break and we'll come back and put this one up on the hoist. Broncos 36, Knights 12.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Clune kicks, touch, picked up. This would be a try to Tyson Frizzell. Well, it was touched by a Broncos player. Tyson was there to regather. 10 metres out, looking for a quick play. The ball hits the last. Oh, here he is. Mam, he's dropped the ball backwards, says the referee. This might be a try. Gamble, got it away to Jordan Rickey, and Jordan goes over for a Broncos try. And Adam G don't need to go upstairs for that one. Ball is played back to Crosland, over the halfway line. Beautiful ball back inside to Ponga. Ponga is away. Over the 10. Ponga scores right beside the post. And then it goes out to Katoni Staggs, who's away. He only needs support. He gets it back to Selwyn Cobbo. Over the 20. Stopped by Dom Young. Gets up and goes again. But I'm going to say we're going to go back and have a look at obstruction. They have cleared the obstruction. Selwyn Cobbo, it's a try. That might be the ball game.
Where's the consistency in that? Seriously.
Capel shrugs one off. He goes left side. Gets it away to Ezra Mam, who kicks back in field. And now the chase is on. And it's going to be a try to Corey Oates, who jumped on a loose ball in goal. Corey Oates dives on the ball. And that, my friends, will be the ball game. Takes again. Then Haas, then Gamble, then Tamari Martin, then Selwyn Cobbo, and he launches himself over in the corner. And now it's really starting to blow out. Now, ball's been intercepted, and it's our man headlights Herbie Farnworth who runs over the 10-metre line and scores, and now it's getting embarrassing. Broncos 36, Knights 12. Welcome back, everybody. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Massive win for the Broncos over the Knights. Who's your 3-2-1, please, James Graham?
Yeah, 3-2-1. 1 point for Carrigan, 2 points for Haas. Those two really need to pick their work rate up. Oh, honestly, talk about slacking.
That's a front rower to be net.
Yeah. Haas, 16 runs for 169 metres, 30 tackles. Carrigan, 15 runs, 135 metres, and just a quiet night at the office for him. 40 tackles, but who else could the 3 points go to? None other than the main man, Cobbo. 13 runs, 223 metres, 10 tackle breaks, 2 tries.
Yeah.
Wow, the sky is the limit for this lad.
Yes, indeed. And look, a quick look at the live ladder after that win for the Broncos. We have the Panthers, obviously, on 18, the Storm on 16. And then who would have thought it? The Cowboys on 14 and the Broncos on 14. So the Broncos and Cowboys are third and fourth at the moment. So there you go. That's great for the game, particularly in Queensland. Roosters in fifth on 12. Sharks in sixth on 12. Parramatta in seventh and Souths in eighth. All these teams have got to play anyway. Manly in ninth. Raiders in 10th on 8 points. Warriors, 8 points. Dragons, 8 points. Titans on 6. And then Knights on 6 is where they'll stay. Tigers and Doggies both on 4. And that's how it looks at the moment. But that's the live ladder. And at the moment, the Broncos are up there. They could finish this round in fourth position. They could do. And it'll be great to see. Panthers leading the comp. And it's really starting to take shape in round 11. That might just about do us, though, everybody. Have a great night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night to you, too.
Yes, mate.
And Gemma, keep on running, mate.
I will, mate. Get that unicycle out.
I'll get that unicycle out for you and see what we can do. That's it for us. Thanks to our sponsors, Ream and Macca's. A great win for the Broncos. We'll see you again tomorrow from 6 as Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.